This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
DNA editing takes a serious step forward. George Soros is tax exempt as he pushes for more taxes on you and your family. That's from the street. U.S. split along racial lines. 96% of Americans are bracing for race riots this summer. Baltimore police mugshots released confuse the heck out of race baiters because half of the six are black. We've got some hate crimes against whites going on. I just want to illustrate what's being sold here in the name of multiculturalism. And Paul Watson has an article that's extremely important that we're going to cover. Black crime facts that white liberal media don't dare talk about. That is coming up. And they set up a police officer fund for these people, whether they're guilty or innocent, and that was shut down. So they're not allowed to fundraise for their lawyers. I would support a lawyer for Jeffrey Dahmer, not because I like Jeffrey Dahmer, but because everybody deserves a defense. It's a very dangerous road we're going down here. We're going to break it all down in the next segment. What is behind it all? We're going to segue out of the Jacobins and out of the communist history right into what's happening today. If you want to really understand who communists really are and why some of the richest people in the world fund them. Will somebody go grab me a copy out of the shipping department of Nender Carla Conspiracy? I know it's a big warehouse back there, but there might be one on the bookshelf actually in here. I don't know. I don't want to wait till that 1 minute break. Somebody can come on in here and see if you can find it. You need to understand how the globalist mindset works, or you don't have a hope of ever stopping them. So that's all coming up today. But before I go any further, I just did a 30-second plug earlier. I can't fund the operation and do that with 30-second plugs. We are running specials that are the biggest we've ever had. 20% off. We've only done that one time before on all of our water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. I extended the sale and added that on Friday. It ends tonight at midnight. 20% off the promo code WATER20 on the ProPure G2 systems and other systems. We already have the lowest price on that incredible system. It destroys the competition side by side. All our products in the water section are 20% off. We have two bottles of super high quality colloidal silver. Everybody knows what an antimicrobial that is, surface or internal. Consult your physician before using it. 30 parts per million, highest quality, biggest lab in the country, half off what the leading competitor sells the very same private labeled system for, and a free bottle of Fluoride Shield and free shipping. You cannot beat that. It ends tonight. It's free shipping, 50% off, and a free bottle when you get two bottles, or 50% off free shipping when you buy one bottle. But two bottles, you get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield. And we're almost sold out of Fluoride Shield, so we have to end the sale in the next 24 hours. It's programmed in the shopping cart to end tonight at midnight Central Time. And we've got the Alex Challenge Pack, the Oxy Powder, the Super Male Vitality, and the Super high-powered Nascent Iodine that's done so much for me. And I'm not saying I'm some beach boy beauty, but, I turned into Jabba the Hutt. My journey back to where I was when I was 22 is about 80% complete. I have lost 60-plus pounds, and this just helped accelerate it. You can see the video, the whole promo, breaking it down, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free. Our great crew can answer all your questions. Take your order, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the system is, again, look at it, coming after us. People say, who would fight the tyrants? Who would have an effect? Who would get something done? We have. That's why we're under attack by the trolls on the bottom, and the globalists and the corporations and the hijacked government, because we bring people hope, we bring people results, we understand the game, we do the hard work, we make the films, we do the news, we do the radio show, we hammer the enemy. We're in the fight. We know that when good men take action, the globalists are in deep crap. And good women as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. The revolution against tyranny accelerates.
I was born.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. Jesus Christ said that. Knowledge is power, another biblical quote. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely. Both of those, Lord Acton. Well, I know basic history because it's so intriguing, it's so entertaining. When I was a very young person, probably 8 years old, I was a proficient reader. Only thing I was good at in school was reading. And I guess science. Math and writing I hated. And I got addicted to history books, adult history books. By the time I was 14, I was reading PhD theses. And so I knew how the world worked. I thought everybody else knew, but they didn't. And the entire system is about keeping you and I, all of us, from discovering this. I'm going to get into Baltimore. And the national poll, 96% brace for summer of race riots. And I'm going to break down the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. But to understand where we currently are, we need to go to Ingolstadt University in the 1760s, where Adam Weishaupt, one of the head professors, and a Jesuit, interestingly enough, who wanted to, quote, bring down the church, developed a plan to hijack the, at that time, 250-year-old Renaissance that came out of the Black Plague and came out of the Gutenberg Press and a lot of other issues, a lot of other factors. There was already a movement to abolish centralized state-run religion. There was already a move to abolish monarchies. There was already hundreds of different movements across the scores of European nations. There was already a move in choice to go to smaller shops, to break monopolies, to not have to have government licenses to operate. And so Adam Weishaupt, in Germany and in France, tried to foment movements to overthrow the existing order, but not to build a new Renaissance on the beginning of the Renaissance, but to bring in an ultimate anti-human tyranny based on total domination and enslavement. And we have the letters of the Illuminati. They're in Encyclopedia Britannica. George Washington learned of them, spoke out against them. They tried to hijack the American Revolution. Thomas Jefferson worked with them for a while, but then turned against them. Benjamin Franklin did as well. This is all Library of Congress on screen right now if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, just search George Washington Letters Illuminati. You'll be at the Library of Congress. You can go read them. There's more than 20. I've read them. Now, let's go over what's really happening, to understand the police rioting, the federalization of police, the torture training, all the things the cops that are doing wrong is designed to set them up to fall when they overthrow the government and bring in something that is hell on earth. Because when the French people, manipulated by the Jacobins, which is admittedly the Illuminati, this is mainline history, that's not just, you know, movies, Hollywood movies, they then started killing everybody, including the middle class, and then the ultra-rich basically sat outside the country and financed Napoleon to come in to take over later. So they just replaced one elite with another. Then set up the country in the next phase of exploitation. Once they've captured a country, the communists follow this. It came from the Jacobins. They then use the country in the next theory in the program for the exploitation phase to take over the next nation. Now let's go over it. First, let's play this clip from May Day. Friday night, Austin, Texas. Marching communists. Let's go ahead and go to that clip. Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com with an impromptu report. We happen to have our iPhone and microphone in the back of the car, so I'm going to break this down for you right now. I was over at a friend's house, and we hear this chanting outside. About 100 people were marching down the road with red flags. And I said from this window, it looks like those are communist hammer and sickle flags. Just how insane is that? That flag killed over 100 million people on record, worse than Hitler. Then we hear the chanting 20 minutes later. They're going down Congress. They're back. So we run down. It was getting dark. We got some footage. They had F the police, hammer and sickles. The point is, as bad as the police are, and there are some big problems in this country, the hammer and sickle, folks, is like a Nazi flag and beyond. Just the aggression of some of the folks looking at me when they walk by, bowed up, ready to go. It was very racially based. A bunch of white liberals and, quote, minorities, Arabs, Muslims, you name it, together, just out pissed in Austin where nobody killed anybody. And we have a pretty good police department. They just indicted the six cops. And if they did it, good. Put them in prison. I'm against the police state. Made four films on it. Wrote a book about it. But you cannot make the whole revolution in America about the police. It's about the globalist. It's about the crony capitalist. They're the ones signing some derivatives. They're the ones that run the NSA. They're the ones launching the wars. The elite know revolution's here. They want to make it a peaceful, happy revolution to restore the republic. They want to make it racial. And I'm not going to be part of it. InfoWars.com isn't either. And don't forget, if you're watching this transmission, no matter what color you are or what region you're from, you are the resistance. So here's a brief background. Write down these terms. Look them up. May Day is the ancient northern hemisphere spring. It was an occultic day where sacrifices were made of humans and animals to have a good summer and a good harvest. Okay, just want to give you that background. That's now the International Communist Workers' Day. Let's continue. French Revolution. This is from the encyclopedia. French Revolution was an influential period of social and political upheaval in France that lasted from 1789 to 1799, inspired by liberal and radical ideas. Liberal, known as liberal. Now let's move forward. Jacobin, from the Encyclopedia. This is from Encyclopedia Britannica, reposted at Wikipedia. During the French Revolution, which was described by members of the Jacobin Club, a revolutionary political club that drove the French Revolution. Today, Jacobin and Jacobinism is used in a variety of senses. Jacobin is something used in Britain as a pejorative or for radical left-wing revolutionary policies. Raping, killing, murdering everyone, murdering poor people, riots everywhere, hell on earth, especially when it exhibits dogmatic and violent repression. This, again, I'm now generally indicates a supporter of centralized Republican state. See, once they take over, they want a centralized state and strong central government power. See, big government. And of supporters of extensive government intervention. You know, North Korea calls itself a republic. To transform society. Government intervention to transform society. It's also in other related senses indicating proponents of state education system, which strongly promotes and inclusive civic values, promotion of strong nation-state capable of resisting an undesirable foreign influence. That's the early Jacobins under Napoleon. Once they took over, then they flipped on their message, became basically proto-fascist and invaded the planet. Okay, so that's from an 1800 view. But they were being funded by the Rothschilds and others the whole time, and Napoleon was set up twice after wrecking Europe, so then British intelligence would come in and dominate the planet. They replayed that with Hitler in the 20s. Lord Milner and others wrote about this, funding movements to take over Germany, militarize it, then have them attack Europe, attack France, attack England, use that destruction to let England be the savior and move in to take them out. Does that mean the British people are bad? No, no, no. It's technocrats that are above the countries playing them off against each other. Just like funding ISIS or Al-Qaeda to tear stuff up, then you go take them out. Here is George Washington's Library of Congress letters warning of the Illuminati and how they plan to do that here. But our revolution, luckily, was able to defeat them. You'll hear people saying America was founded by the Illuminati. No, they tried to hijack the crest of revolution that was already happening. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tie that in with what's currently happening.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I kind of glazed over the Jacobins and the Illuminati, but if you study Satanism, most Satanists don't even believe in the devil. They believe in themselves and that they have a right to dominate and control everyone. It's basically a religion for sociopaths. Meet sadomasochist, meet masochist, meet sadist. It's just all about over the top, dominate, do whatever you want, hurt whoever you want, lie whoever you want. That's the end of it. Trampling and being trampled, to quote O'Brien from 1984. An attack dog chewing a child's face off forever. It's a coward's way out. Instead of feeling the pain of the universe, instead of caring about individuals, instead of trying to really find the truth, it's just, I don't care, it's all about me. That attitude will destroy the planet. Real fast. And it is. It's very nihilistic meets PCP. Meets transhumanism. And so just as the CIA has now basically admitted that 5 years ago they knew an Arab Spring was coming because of economic metrics, so they financed the takeover by radical Islamicists of that revolution. There was a real revolution in Europe against real tyranny, but it was taken over by classical Satanists. That's mainline history. And they founded the Communist Party. They founded modern May Day. This is admitted in mainline history books. Communism is satanic. Because to prove that you were against the church that had become oppressive, you had to do rituals to really prove you'd go all the way. You know, the average gang today goes out and knocks over a liquor store, has to shoot an old lady. You know, hardcore gangs, you got to kill an innocent person. Well, that's what you had to do to join the Illuminati. You had to sacrifice someone, preferably a child. You got to be a pedophile today to get up to the higher rungs of it. That's why so much of that comes out. And the question is the public willing to face history, or is this going to say, oh, that's not going on? None of that happened. Now, that said, when I began to mature about 5-6 years ago, I noticed the system really started to attack me more. And when I began to say we should wake the police up, they're one of our best assets in the military, instead of fighting with them, the attacks have become legion. Across the board, because the system doesn't want that. And then it becomes very transparent when people like George Soros funds $33 million to basically stage anti-police events, riots across the country. So then the police go along with getting orders to attack peaceful demonstrators as a response. Just like George Soros is in the street today, not paying any taxes on $6.7 billion, but lobbying to raise taxes on people making $125,000 a year. That's back in the news this weekend. See, they say one thing, they do another. And I just, as I got older, began to notice, yeah, the cops are doing horrible stuff, and they're being federalized, and they're violating our rights, but wait a minute. They're the ones giving us the info. They're the ones I talk to that are the most upset. They're the ones that know what's happening. On average, they're good people. I mean, if the government says the veterans are the number one enemy, who's most like the veterans? Who are veterans of the wars going on in our cities? It's the police. Are they doing horrible things? Do they have bad leadership? It's to set them up for the fall. That's what the Jacobins did. And, man, they ran against the local police in France who were oppressive and bad. And as things got more destabilized in the 5 years leading up, the police got more abusive, started committing atrocities, and they killed almost every cop in the country. Study it. Because they didn't want to take out the high-level government. Well, they killed the king and queen. They didn't want to take out that. That was the people behind it in the Jacobin cult. They were taking out the low level to put their people in, prisoners, just like Stalin, just like Lenin, just like Hitler. Same playbook. Fascist, communist, doesn't matter. They follow Jacobin programs. They wanted to destabilize things to then knock out the existing Renaissance middle class to control the Renaissance. And then a new elite comes in, Napoleon Bonaparte, Hitler's idol. So it's the same story over and over and over again. And lo and behold, they've hyped up the Summer of Rage. I told you they're planning race war this summer. I'm not saying it's going to happen. We may be able to stop it. If we stop it, we won't get an award. If you stop it, you won't. You'll be told it never happened. Well, it doesn't matter. Wall Street Journal reports, drudgereport.com headline, 96% brace for Summer of Race Riots. That's the plan. Obama as the new Lincoln. Obama there mediating it all while his minions and surrogates hype it. But ignore the facts. Let's go over the facts here. Baltimore police mugshots release confused the heck out of race baiters. That half of the officers are black appears to dispel the notion that the death of Gray was racially motivated. But the debate raged on social media. Three of the cops, when this guy got his spine broken, were black. And I've got two articles of black officers killing black people, one of them a handcuffed woman, in the patrol car this week. The truth is they indict most of the police now that clear-cut do this. And that's part of the purge, not to reform, but to if police submit to the feds, do what they say, we'll leave you alone. And then they're federalized, and the feds themselves have been grabbed. And the liberals put out stuff calling them all thugs. I thought that's racist. See, no, it's not when they say it. It's just you can't use that language. The Jacobins are going to tell you how to talk because they're liberal. That's why they want to ban words. They're so liberal because liberals ban words, right? Another one. The crowdsourcing, how do you pronounce that? GoFundMe. GoFundMe, Yanks crowdfunding campaign. I was being sarcastic. For Baltimore cops. Oh, just like we can't have a Google account and sell the Obama deception because they say it's racist. Or just like nobody else, or just like Alexa delists us and says we don't have any listeners. GoFundMe crowdsourcing campaign set up on behalf of Baltimore police officers charged in death of Freddie Gray was quickly removed Friday by the company. That's right. Anybody else, you can have cop killers in prison who are allowed to have GoFundMe campaigns, and I support those. Abu Jamal or whatever his name is. But you can't have them for the cops, folks. Oh, I guess they can't have a lawyer then either. People say, what are you doing, kissing up the killers? No! If you can take their rights away, they can take anybody's away. Don't people get that? You take the Ku Klux Klan's right away to march, everybody else loses it. And I'm not comparing these cops to that. U.S. cities pay out millions to settle police lawsuits, Washington Post. And then the feds come in and will indemnify them if they go along with the federal plan. When the training they've been given and the federal edicts and the armament causes the problem, all federally directed, then they come in and federalize them. But when we come back, the rest of the story, all over the country, blacks attack whites. Kill them with baseball bats, guns, you name it, and it's barely even in the news. And I'm not attacking black people here. This is just to show how they're manipulating a race war that's already on slow burn in this country. We'll also talk about how can we stop all this.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. Guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. guns80.com. Go to guns80.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. The three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality. Fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for that.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, here, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
If you're a tiny scientific elite of psychological warfare experts, as Zbigniew Brzezinski and others call themselves, they write books bragging about it, the technotronic era and others, how do you manipulate the public? You bring in tyranny, you set the policies, and then you sit back as the society degenerates and watch the domestic police forces, whether it be Mexico or the United States or Nigeria, degenerate, and then you blame them, the lowest level of the governmental pyramid, for everything, scapegoat them, arrest them, federalize them, and make them 10 times worse. And I see InfoWars.com and YouTube, a third of the commenters, I've never seen such a large portion. You traitor, it's time to start killing the cops. It's all their fault in prison. How dare you, Jones, say they deserve to be able to fundraise for them? Really? You hear that coming out of your ignorant, stupid mouth? Charlie Manson deserves to be able to fundraise. Did you know 3 cops got shot in the head in the last 2 days around the country? Florida, New York, and California's retaliation? What about them? Oh, we don't even know their names. Nobody's going to make a big deal about them. See the plan? Look, all I need to know is that the White House, the Justice Department, and George Soros, the ones that want my guns and to raise my taxes when they're exempt from it, are the ones behind this. I know it's bad, but then I know how to intellectually go through every stinking piece of this. They did this in France. They've done this in countless countries. You going to let them pull it here? We might just be dumb enough for them to win. But I'm going to stay here till the end and expose the whole stinking thing. I'm not going to be part of bringing my country down. It is truly sickening. And again, the globalists.
You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
You got it.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I had the fun chance to be racially attacked. Let's not exaggerate. 50 times, at least. I mean, you can write a book about it. And I guess most people just balled up and got beat up. I would fight back, so then people's older brothers who were 20 would come when I was 14. Because, you know, I put a little brother who was 16 in the hospital. I mean, I just got to the point when somebody came up and started attacking me, I just punched them in the throat, slammed their head in the wall, started killing people, basically. By killing people, I mean put people in comas. I mean people, you know, in one case, a guy a few months down the road didn't, you know, checked out. That was a white guy. But the point is that you attack me, I'm going to attack you back. And last night, there I am, not once, not twice, but three times being messed with. And, you know, I'm so mature that I didn't even get upset, didn't even look at anybody. I just looked down and let people sit there and say that. But the minute somebody took a swing at me, I was going to jump right on top of them and dribble their head in the pavement. And I'd be called a racist murderer by the newspaper. Because that's how this works. And it's a problem because weaponized media and MSNBC and the White House are trying to teach young, disenfranchised black people that white people are all Klan members and hate their guts and are out to get them. When my family was involved in the civil rights movement, it's very frustrating. Very sickening. And they want to play us all off against each other along racial divide while the globalists destroy our future. We need to come together. If black lives really matter, why don't you go protest at abortion clinics where half the black people get killed before they're born? It's very painful. But last night, when these black people were standing around me, a couple guys and a couple women with a little kid looking at me, I looked up, man, and this guy was looking at me with such hate with his teeth like this, just with his fist. And I wasn't even intimidated. I wasn't even angry. It was like pathetic. I just looked at him, and I got up and walked away. It was just so sad that he believes he's poor and dumbed down because of me when I want to try to empower humanity. But that's the media. That's what they've done. They got some incredible restaurants right now on I-35 on 5th Street, 4th Street, 6th Street, and right over into East Austin. And I can't go over there because the last two times I went over there, I got bowed up on in the parking lot, demanded money. And I guess I deserve it because I'm white. And the one time, the guy was big, so that's when I started getting aggressive. And I was like, man, you better just back off right now. Because I got a torn Achilles, I'm old, and I'm just thinking, man, how am I going to hurt this guy really fast? I don't like having to think about that. I don't like having to think about how I'm going to take somebody out. And that's what this country's turning into. So I'm a lot more dangerous than I was when I was a young man. I'm not looking for a fight, and I just want to get it over with real fast. And I'm really sad for this country. And I'm sad for Austin because Austin now has what I grew up in Dallas. And I don't feel safe having my kids here anymore. And I'm tired of being pushed around. I'm tired of being socially engineered. Makes me sick. And I'm tired of this sick culture we've promoted that destroys everybody's future. Let's go ahead and go to this article. Black crime facts that white liberal media doesn't dare talk about, Police brutality targeting blacks will not subdue until this becomes part of the national conversation. This was up this morning. It scrolled off the page. I'm asking Kit Daniels to post it red-linked at the top of InfoWars.com right now. It's one of Paul Watson's most important articles ever. It's 4 pages long. I won't have time to read the whole thing. Despite the revelation that half of the officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray, the incident that led to the Baltimore riots, are black, the narrative that black people are being disproportionately and unfairly targeted by predominantly white police officers and racist criminal justice system in the United States continues to dominate. This has led to the growth of divisive movement, Black Lives Matter, which has only served to further polarize America on racial lines, obsessing on skin color, invoking white guilt, while ignoring the true cause of solutions to police brutality. Until the following facts become part of the conversation, we're never going to see a real reduction in the number of violent confrontations involving black people and police officers. But the mainstream media, politicians, and political leaders, and white people in general are afraid to even mention these facts for fear of being labeled racist. I'm not here to win any popularity contest. I generally care about black people and less police officers dying in the streets. So I'm going to give it to you straight. Good job, Watson. I read this article. It's powerful. Black people in the United States are more likely to be the victims of violent confrontations with police officers than whites because they commit more violent crimes than whites per capita. Fact. Despite making just up 13% of the population, blacks commit around half of homicides in the United States. DOJ statistics show between 1980 and 2008, the latest numbers, blacks committed 50% of homicides compared to 45% of homicides committed by whites. More up-to-date FBI data tells a similar story. In 2013, black criminals carried out 38% of murders compared to 31.1% for whites. Again, despite the fact that there are 5 times more white people in the U.S. Fact. From 2011 to 2013, 38.5% of people arrested for murder, manslaughter, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault were black. This figure is 3 times higher than the 13 black population figure, which you account for in the fact that black males aged 15 to 34, who account for a number of 3% of the population, are responsible for the vast majority of these crimes. 3%, folks, for the majority. The figures are even more staggering. You look at black crime numbers from the 30s and 40s and 50s, they were very small. It's the gangbanger culture pushed by MTV, a psych warfare program. Fact, despite the fact that black people commit an equal greater number of violent crimes than whites, whites are almost twice as likely to be killed by police officers. We link to that fact. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control, between 1999 and 2001, 2,151 whites died as a result of being shot by police compared to 1,130 blacks. And then it just goes on. Fact, despite being outnumbered by whites 5-1, blacks commit 8 times more crimes against whites than vice versa, according to FBI statistics. In 07, I'm not going to go any further, but I saw a stunning headline on CNN that I think I sent to Nico. I know you printed me the article. I can't find it. It was a headline. If you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. And how there are no men in Baltimore who are black, basically, above 50 or 60 hardly, and how the family's collapsing. What do you think Great Society and Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, they admitted in their letters with the Rockefeller Foundation? I made films on it, Endgame. They were going to destroy the black community. Blacks had lower illegitimacy and a lower crime rate in major cities than whites did because they were so Christian. Lord of the Flies comes to Baltimore. Scroll down. Subheadline. I guess they removed it. I took a screenshot of it. I actually got it on my phone out there. It's in the charger where it said, if you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. Maybe go to the front page of CNN, but they had that subheadline. Did they have a screenshot of it? I meant to tweet it. Let me tell you, I want everyone in power. But man, the Klan's in a few tiny little areas of East Texas and Alabama and places. And you know, I've never heard or seen white people come up to blacks in public and say, you better get out of here and mess with their girlfriends or their friends. I mean, this is going on all the time in Austin. There's racial attacks all the time. And I was told by a local affiliate, basically, don't cover this subject. We're getting major heat. I can say anything. I can say the government was involved blowing up the World Trade Centers, and that's okay. But you, to politically correct, you do not talk about this. I didn't get to mainstream news admitting basically all workers are going to be replaced by robots, and the elite are going to merge with machines, reduce population, and how there's poisons being added to the water. It's so much good news is coming out. But by good news, they're admitting it in mainstream news. But before I end this segment, please pray for the broadcast. Thank God the governor and others and Senator Cruz are coming out and saying Jade Helm, you know, it was all about the takeover, not martial law, but part of conditioning. The sale ends in 7 hours, 15 minutes, 39 seconds to get 20% off all the great water filtration systems that cut out the fluoride and glyphosates. We got the best gravity-fed stainless steel systems out there, destroying the competition for the price. We've got free shipping, 50% off a bunch of the nutraceutical vitamins and minerals and colloidal silver and products at InfoWarsLife.com. And it all ends, some of the biggest sales ever, and your purchases support the broadcast. Thank you for supporting us and praying for us. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Take advantage before that ends. All right, great job of the crew. Lord willing, I take nothing for granted. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Now spread the word, Paul Revere's.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Duh.